So open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. And I want to continue our series on the book of Romans. And so today we're going to look at the latter half of Romans chapter 5. And we're not going to read every verse. But we are going to go somewhat through the latter half of chapter 5 today. We're going to look at the first Adam and the last Adam. Let's pray. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would bless your word this morning, that you would grant unto us an understanding of what you were saying through Paul to the Romans. We ask that you would anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, that we would hear in the Spirit, Lord, these freeing words in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. These verses have been called by some scholars. They say that this is some of the hardest portion of Scripture to understand. In these verses, Paul mentions Adam. And then he mentions Jesus. And he shows how Adam was a prefigure or a type of Christ. And so Paul goes from Adam to Jesus, from Jesus to Adam. And so he calls the first Adam, Adam. And then he calls Jesus the last Adam. Why does Paul liken Christ to Adam? Why is Paul doing this? Well, remember, Paul has shown us that the whole world outside of Christ is sinful. Why? Did everybody go and do something wrong? No. It's that we are already sinners that we do wrong. So then if we're already sinners before we do wrong, then how did we become sinners in the first place? And so Paul will bring this out by using Adam to illustrate it. Adam and Eve were the first human beings of God's creation. Originally, they were created perfect. They were not sinners. They were perfect. We can only imagine how smart they were. You know, they say Einstein only used about 10% of his brain. Think about it. Adam and Eve used 100% of their brain. We can only imagine how intelligent Adam and Eve originally were. A lot of us are very intelligent. But we're not where we could have been outside of sin. Where did this sin come from? Well, it came from Adam's original sin. Saint Augustine, he was the one that came up with the phrase original sin. And original sin is a way to describe how man became sinful in the beginning. Adam and eventually Eve were told, you can eat of all of the trees and all of the fruit there in the Garden of Eden. But they were told they were not to eat or even desire this particular tree known as the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Pero les dijeron que no comiera de este árbol, que fue conocido como el árbol de sabiduría, del evil. La verdad y la mentira.
And so, he said, if you eat of it, you will die. And so we know the story, don't we? The serpent, the wisest of the animals, convinced Eve to eat the forbidden fruit. And so she was convinced and deceived by the serpent to partake, and she did. But how many of you know how powerful wives are? Oh man, they're powerful. They're powerful with just their looks. You can be there saying something you're not supposed to, and she'll give you the eye. They're powerful, man. And she convinced Adam to eat the forbidden fruit. Eve was deceived by the serpent.
Eva fue engañada por la serpiente.
But Adam went into this knowing he shouldn't have done it.
Pero Adán fue convencido, él sabiendo que no debería hacerlo.
He wasn't deceived.
Él no fue engañado.
But he partook of the forbidden fruit.
Pero aún así él la tomó.
And when this took place,
cuando esto pasó,
he partook in disobedience to God of what God said, when you eat of it, you will die. The scripture says their eyes were opened. They realized that they were not clothed. All of a sudden, they figured, we got to cover ourselves. There was shame. So they covered themselves with fig leaves. And they heard the voice of God walking in the garden. And just like we do when we do something wrong, they hid. And so God eventually called out to Adam and said, where are you? And they came out from behind the bushes. Can you imagine if you were God in this moment? Now, I'm not saying any of us are God. But can you imagine how pitiful that sight was? How awful. Yeah. Also, he says, Adam, where are you? I want to talk to you. Eve, let's chat. And they come out from behind the bushes. And now they're covered with fig leaves. They were never like that before. What an awful sight. They're covered with leaves, for crying out loud. And they come out probably all miserable looking. And he says, why are you dressed that way? And so he says, are you partaken of the forbidden fruit? And just like we do, Adam said, she made me do it. And then she says, no, the serpent made me do it. And so God pronounces this curse upon all three of them.
Proclamó
curse.
A los tres de ellos.
In essence, what happened was this.
Lo que pasó fue esto.
Sin originally was outside of Adam and Eve.
El pecado estaba originalmente fuera de Adán y Eva.
It wasn't inside of them.
No estaba dentro de ellos.
But when they disobeyed God,
pero cuando desobedecieron a Dios,
death came into them.
La muerte entró a ellos.
God created them originally to live forever. But when they disobeyed God, sin came into them.
Pero cuando desobedecieron a Dios, el pecado entró en él.
And from that point on,
desde ese momento, ahora,
every child born from Adam and Eve would be born in sin.
Todo niño nacido de Adán y Eva nace con ese pecado.
Original sin.
El pecado original.
This is where sin came from.
De ahí es donde viene el pecado.
This is where sickness comes from. This is where hurricanes come from. This is where coronavirus comes from. This is where glaucoma comes from. This is where sickness, disease, pain, and suffering comes from. It's not God's fault. God didn't do it. Adam and Eve did it. And sin affected not only human beings,
y el pecado no solamente afectó a los humanos,
it affected all of the creation.
Pero toda la creación.
It affected the trees,
afectó a los árboles,
the animals,
animales.
It affected even the heavens themselves.
Los cielos.
It affected everything.
Afectó a todo.
Now, instead of being able to use 100% of the brain,
100% de
nuestro cerebro. We only use part of our brain. All of this the result of sin.
Y todo eso por resultado de ese pecado.
The first family,
la primera familia,
the first boys that were born to Adam and Eve,
los primeros hijos que fueron nacidos de Adán y Eva,
Cain ended up murdering Abel.
Caín mató a Abel.
The effects of sin were now becoming obvious.
Los efectos de ese pecado ahora se están viendo.
Adam and Eve lived to probably 700-800 years. But they still died. And so Paul begins to point those in Rome. And you and me. He takes them all the way back to the first Adam. Adam and Eve brought sin into the human race. Look at verse 12 of chapter
5.
It says, therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, his name is Adam, and death through sin, so death has passed to all men, because all have sinned.
Dice así, en el 12, por medio de un solo hombre, el pecado entró al mundo, y por medio del pecado entró la muerte. Fue así como la muerte pasó a toda la humanidad, porque todos pecaron.
What a predicament. How awful this is.
¿Qué tan feo fue esto?
I mean, everyone is left sinful.
Todos quedaron sin pecado.
Adam represented the whole human race.
Adán representaba toda la humanidad.
And to be honest with you, the whole human race was in Adam. And in a way, all humanity sinned in Adam.
Y en ese mismo sentido, toda la humanidad es pecado en Adam.
They call this, call Adam a representative man.
Muchos le llaman a Adam, representativo de Adam.
That Adam represented all.
Que Adam nos representaba a todos.
And all were in Adam. So when Adam and Eve sinned,
Adán y Eva pecaron,
sin affected the whole human race.
El pecado afectó a toda la humanidad.
And so because sin is in the whole human race,
y porque el pecado está en toda la humanidad,
death affects the human race.
La muerte afecta a la humanidad.
How do we know sin is in the world?
¿Cómo sabemos que el pecado está en el mundo.
Because there's death.
Porque hay muerte.
The whole world is shown to be under sin.
Todo el mundo nos hace saber que está entre el pecado.
And we can see in verse 13,
podemos ver aquí en el versículo 13,
that sin was in the world.
Que el pecado estaba en el mundo.
And it was evidenced by the fact that people die.
Y estaba evidente por cómo moría la gente.
But verse 15. It says something happened.
Dice que pasó algo.
There was another Adam.
Dice que había otro Adán.
He's the last Adam.
Y era el último Adán.
He's described as the last Adam.
Está describido como el último Adán.
Because there will never be a need for another.
Porque ya nunca se va a necesitar otro.
In the same way, the first Adam represented the whole human race. And through him, the whole world fell into sin.
Y por medio de él, todo el mundo entró en pecado.
Through whom all die.
Por medio de él, todos murieron.
Through whom all are made sinners.
Por medio de él, todos fueron pecadores.
God gave us Jesus.
Dios nos dio a Jesús.
And Jesus is the last Adam.
Y Jesús es el último Adam.
Like the first Adam,
así como el primer Adán,
Jesus was sinless. Amen?
Amen?
Jesus was sinless.
Jesús no tenía pecado.
He didn't have sin inside of him.
No tenía pecado dentro de él.
He had the potential to sin.
Él tenía la potencia de poder pecar.
Seriously, Pastor?
¿En verdad, Pastor?
I mean, he's God in the flesh.
Pero él es Dios en carne.
Yes.
Sí.
But he lived as a human being.
Pero él vivió como humano.
And because he was human here on earth, he had the potential to sin.
Tenía la potencia de poder pecar.
If that was not the case,
si eso no fuera el caso,
the devil was wasting his time, wasn't he?
El diablo estaba, gastando su tiempo.
No, but there was the potential. But did Jesus sin?
Pero estaba la potencia de, pero Jesús pecó.
No. He obeyed perfectly. He kept the law of God. Everything God required of man. As a man, obeyed God completely. The original Adam, the first Adam, was representative of all. Through whom all fell. Jesus is also a representative man. But Jesus obeyed. And because Jesus obeyed, he lives forever. And we must understand that when we were in the first Adam, we became sinners. But did you know you can be in the second Adam?
Pero también tienes que entender que podemos estar en el segundo Adam.
How, Pastor?
Pero ¿cómo es esto, Pastor?
I thought I was a part of the original Adam.
Yo creí que era parte del primer original Adam.
Well, you are.
Sí, somos.
But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
cuando tú aceptas a Jesús como tu Salvador,
through the work of God's Spirit, the scripture says that you are placed into Christ by faith. And we must understand that we were placed into all of Christ's righteousness. Into all of Christ's righteousness. This is deep. This isn't milky stuff for Christians. This is the meat of the scripture. You were placed into Christ by faith. Into his obedience. into the way he fulfilled the law of God, into his life, in how he pleased the Father. When he died on the cross, you died on the cross in him. When he rose again from the dead, you rose again from the dead in Christ. The fact that he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. You are seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ. The scripture says you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. Whoa. Awesome. Amazing. What else can you say about it? We must understand that in the same way the first Adam represented all, the second Adam represents all that believe. And you are accepted to God in Christ Jesus. You are no longer going to die, per se. You're going to live forever. You're no longer a sinner. You're a saint. And we must understand the beauty of what we are talking about today. This is only the tip of the truth of who you are in Christ. And so we're going to stop right there. We've not even covered but like 2 or 3 verses of that chapter. But this chapter, these verses, say a lot about who we are in Christ. In Adam, we were sinners, deserving of hell. In Christ, we are saints, deserving of heaven. Amen? Amen. We'll continue this next Sunday. How many of you are grateful for the Word of God? Oh, this is awesome what we're talking about. But praise the Lord. Let's stand and we're going to say a prayer together.